Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
I can't find my keys and I'm covered in cum!
Hello, welcome to Dead Men Talking Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Freddie Quinn. I thought you were going to do an he's a fat cunt thing.
Are we going to make that a tradition?
You're like the two Ronnies.
I'm all right, yeah. I'm Rob Malone, he's a fat cunt. Let's go. Catchphrase.
I'm a fat cunt and he's a midget. Welcome to the two Ronnies.
I thought you were going to say about me, I'm very much not a midget.
Oh, dwarf, mate. Yeah. Dwarf. You cannot say those words, and I know this because I did a TikTok about them changing the name of Midget Gems.
Right.
And I had loads of little folks slide into my inbox.
Okay.
That was them shouting. Like,
if you are going to upset a group of people, though.
Jews.
Okay.
I thought about this. Yeah. So I've thought about if I had to really fucking do one.
Well, it feels like you're about to.
Yeah. Just, it's going back to the UFC thing, innit?
Yeah.
You don't see many Goldstein heavyweight champions, do you?
I don't know. The Israeli Special Forces, mate. Israeli Jews are different.
Yeah, but they're occupied, though, aren't they?
Well, they're occupied, yeah.
Yeah. They're too busy thinking about somebody else. They got other shit on their fucking minds.
You're going to get Krav Maga'd.
Krav Maga's such a fucking nonsense.
It is a nonsense, but it's like, it's a nonsense in the sense that if you're trained in a better combat system, you'll win. But if you're just some cunt, someone with Krav Maga is going to kick your head in.
So this is what I think about most martial arts.
All right.
Okay. 90% of martial arts is they only work if the other person is doing the martial art and chances are they're going to be better.
Yeah. Well, like we've run the experiments in the UFC and seen which one works.
Oh, well, this is it. Right. So anything like Taekwondo is completely stupid. Karate, waste of time.
Although some very high-level karate guys have made it in UFC and done all right. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson does a bit of karate.
He's
a kickboxer mainly, but he's learned a bit.
People always assume that I would like UFC because I like boxing. Yeah.
And it's a better sport.
I hate UFC. I find it boring. I find the problem with it is a good fight lasts about 12 seconds and a bad fight, they get on the ground and hump each other.
I like a bit of that, man.
Have I said this before? That I think the way to make it better is that the winner gets to bum the loser.
I mean, that, to be honest, Israel Adesanya has very much taken that on before. He has had people in, like, he's taken their back and just dry humped them to take the piss.
That's latent homosexuality seeping out through there.
Yeah.
And good for him.
He's also like, his nickname is Stylebender. And after his first UFC fight, he tweeted that he'd found pre-cum in his shorts afterwards.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you were the guy who'd be grappling him, you'd be like, sorry, what? Sorry, you found what?
Wow.
Just pre, though.
Yeah, I think that, yeah.
Mm.
Right. Would that be a defense if someone's on top of you, trying to submit you, and you fake a male orgasm?
I mean, look, in a street fight, I think it's going to put someone off. In the UFC, I think they're professional enough to fight through it.
I was chatting with, Phil Nickel, very good comedian.
Yeah.
I was working with him over the weekend, and he told me about the time that he's not a tall man, Phil Nickel. He's maybe 5'5", something like that.
Sure.
He's a short fella, but a great comic. And he was telling me about the time that he was on a London bus, night bus, with his guitar, and there were some youths that were trying to get his guitar, and they were all egging each other on, and he could hear them egging each other on. Go on, just take his fucking guitar. What's he going to do? Just fucking take his guitar. And he can hear this, and he thought to himself, well, I need a strategy to deal with this.
Sure.
And the strategy that he came up with in the moment was to look them dead in the eye and just lick his guitar.
Well, I imagine that would work.
It worked perfectly.
Yeah. No one wants to fuck with crazy.
This is it. This is it. Because when you're that age, you cannot differentiate between mental and hard.
Yeah.
Like you think that they're the same thing almost.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also as well, it's kind of weirdly sort of pseudo-sexual?
Oh, yeah.
To see a man licking...
I don't think it's pseudo. It means like it looks like that guy fucks that guitar.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. And so you don't want to take it off him.
Yeah. Because then it's going to be all full of cum. Tip it upside down. To be fair, it'd be quite hard to get the cum out. Have you ever dropped a plectrum inside a guitar?
I can't play any musical instruments.
Right. Well, if you drop a... Like, for people who've played guitar, they will very much get that reference. If you drop a plectrum into an acoustic guitar, very hard to get it back out.
Oh, really?
That's all I was saying. It'd be very hard to shake the cum back out.
Have you played the guitar? Is this how you know?
Yeah,
this?
Yeah. I used to play bass when I was a teenager. I played a bit of guitar. I'm actually, at the moment, I think I'm going to buy a bass again and start playing again. Miss it.
Oh, God.
I'm obviously a bass player. Look at the size of me.
Yeah,
I can't be there with, like, a little guitar. I need the big fucker. That's bass.
I know so little about music.
Yeah, I know. You are, like, musically retarded, aren't you?
Yes.
You've just sort of got that bit of your brain missing almost, didn't it?
I've never really liked music.
Such a psychopath thing to say.
What an autism thing to say, isn't it?
It's so fucked up to, like, not like music.
I like about 7 artists.
Yeah.
And I listen to them on repeat. And I honestly, I've never listened to an album.
Fuck's sake. Never listen. Not even of the artists you like?
No, never.
Why?
Because there's songs on there that I don't know. I might not like them.
This is... You are the music version of, like, some spazzy kid who will only eat beans.
Yeah.
You're freaky eaters, but music.
Yeah, freaky listeners.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah.
I've not heard that song before. I might not like it. But you'll know in 3 minutes, won't you?
I have never. I've had Spotify Premium for ages and it's wasted on me.
Make a mix CD.
It's wasted on me.
You could literally make a mix CD of your whole music taste.
Hands down, I have never just clicked on a song that I haven't heard of before. Never.
Just never?
Never.
See, like, I drive around listening to 6 music, so I like always hearing new music, and I find new stuff all the time that I like.
Okay, so to me, it would be like picking something up off the ground and trying to eat it.
No, but, like, there's no germs on a song you're listening to.
No, but...
I can't get fucking salmonella by listening to a new band. Like, I've never shat myself because I listened to Yard Act.
No, I honestly don't know. If you play a like a song, I can probably not tell you what genre it is. Like, I know, like, rock, but I don't know all the...
You wouldn't go any further than that into genres.
No. So if I heard, like, for example, My Chemical Romance, this is one of the few ones that I know, I wouldn't be like... I'd be like, well, this is rock music in my head. I wouldn't go, well, this is pop, punk,
it's
whatever.
Emo. Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, if I listen to, like, for me, all rap music is the same. So when you were talking about mumble rap and stuff that, I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. That, like, you know, you listen to 7 artists, I assumed one of them wasn't Lil Xan.
I don't even know what Lil Xan is. I know that there's
mumble rapper.
I know that rappers seem, in my limited experience, to have turned into massive pussies.
Yeah, that's happened with modern rap.
So I seem to remember, back in my day, 50 Cent was shot 400 fucking times.
Nine times.
There you go. Shot. And he was still living to tell the tale. Uh-huh. He had gold teeth. He was big as fuck. And he looked
very big now. Did you see him at the Super Bowl?
Oh, my God. That was a difficult fucking pull-up, wasn't it?
Yeah, it didn't happen. He wasn't doing the crunches like he is.
No.
He's more crunchy than crunches nowadays.
I watched the Super Bowl with Alfie Brown after he missed his train. And Alfie called it literally at the as soon as Mary J. Blige came out, he went, "If Eminem comes out, I'm going to lose my shit." And it was just as the minute it came out, he was like, I am a god.
What a fucking Caucasian man he is.
Yeah.
If Eminem comes out, that's when I'll really lose it.
Yeah. Someone like me doing the hippity hops.
Oh, sorry. I enjoy Kendrick Lamar, Alfie, you fucking racist.
I didn't even know that was Kendrick Lamar.
Right.
In fact, I've heard of Kendrick Lamar, but I couldn't tell you a single Kendrick Lamar song.
Yeah.
I've heard of Drake. Here is my...
You've not heard Started From The Bottom?
No.
Everyone's heard...
So what's
Started From The Bottom, now we're here. Started From The Bottom, now a whole crew's fucking here. You not know that track?
No.
Where he's like fucking next to the is it Ghost Rider in the Wind?
No. So I will tell you the sum total of everything I know about Drake.
Uh-huh.
Number one, he is seems to be some sort of Usher reincarnation in my head.
I mean, I get what you're saying. He is a prominent R&B artist.
Yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh.
So he's also famously quite short, isn't he?
I think so.
Not
the first thing that comes to my head, but fair enough. Everyone's short to me.
And then there's that meme of him going, no.
Yeah,
and then he goes, yeah.
Yeah, that's Drake. Do you know he's a bit of a nonce?
I know, I didn't know that he was a nonce.
Well,
he's not
like full confirmed.
I was thinking Usher. I needed to be thinking more R. Kelly.
Yes. So, like, basically, like, he's not, like, full confirmed, but
okay.
There's stuff, like, he started seeing this girl who'd been, like, hanging around, like, being a dancer with him since she was, like, 15.
Yeah.
And they started going out the second she became 18.
Okay.
And, like, you know, there's pictures of him, like, taking her for dinner and stuff when she's 16, just them in the restaurant and stuff.
Sounds like a nice guy.
There's just a lot of stuff like this.
Making sure she gets fed. Lovely fella.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, hanging around with just two young women, you know. Just, there's that whole vibe around him.
Yeah.
But it's another thing where it's like, he's a modern-day R. Kelly or Michael Jackson. But everyone loves his tunes and no one wants to say shit.
Ain't it mad how we're not calling Cheryl Cole a nonce
for dating
fucking Liam What's-His-Face? And she met him when he was on One Direction, aged about fucking 13.
Yeah, Philip Schofield got a pass as well because it was gay nonsense.
Yeah, well, gay nonsense isn't real nonsense, is it?
Apparently not.
No.
Apparently it doesn't count.
And that's why the comedian... something K something or other has a gagging order out. And that's why Rob looks awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, there is a certain...
He's incredibly litigious, so I'm going to sit back and let Freddie take this one.
Fine, absolutely fine. There is a certain comedian who has a K in their name, who is known for being predatory around young men.
Freddie K. Wynn.
And... yeah, it's my new Chinese character act, Freddie K. Wynn. but yeah, he's known for being predatory around young men,
yeah.
And because he's incredibly litigious, nobody talks about it.
Well, everyone talks about it. They don't publicly.
No,
everyone knows about it. There's a bunch of them in comedy where everyone's like, "They're a rapist."
Yeah,
like, you know.
Don't be. Yeah,
yeah.
I've had conversations with acts before who are like. So I remember doing a Salford Uni gig.
Yeah. Fucking cracking those gigs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oof, love to be in the corner of a cafe being ignored by 15 drama students.
Oh, they loved me.
All right.
two encores.
Yeah. I think that's just because, like, if you're on the stage, they know where you are. Keeps you away from the dorms, doesn't it? Just keep him going. Be fine. Yeah.
I thought it was very weird how they did a Guard of Honour out the building for me. It's like I'd won the Champions League or something.
Yeah, all the security.
This way, pal. Very great show. Excellent show. And into my car as well. A Guard of Honour into the car. there was a young woman who came up to me afterwards, and she was probably about 20.
Yeah.
And she was, and I will say this, and you will know what I mean, the listeners might not, she was comedy fit.
Oh, yeah. So, like I'm comedy fit.
No.
Yes, I am.
No.
I'm a real world, you know, no. 6 to 7.
No.
Comedy.
Again, there's no way that you're a 6 to 7 in the real world.
That is true. I'm at
least literally no way.
I'm at least an 8.
No, no, no. You're a stretched out 3. That's what you are.
I'm a 6'7" professional comedian, mate. Like, get that pussy dripping.
You're stretched out 3. If you were a five...
I've lived off comedy fit, mate. I've shagged loads of comedy fit women because I'm comedy fit.
No, it works. It's because you're desperate and they're mentally unstable.
Yes. That's how comedy fit works.
Right, okay.
But so, like, Brennan is real world fit.
Yeah, Brennan's proper fit.
Yeah, that's different to comedy fit.
Yeah, like...
Which is why it's cheating for Brennan, because he's actually fit. And then all the, like, you know, people who normally go for comedy fit people see him and they're like, fucking hell.
It skews their expectations.
Yeah, it really fucks
it's like
up.
It's very much like a trans athlete competing in women's sports, isn't it? He's the Leah Thomas.
He needs a few more hormones, is all I'm saying. Like, I don't know what you're measuring, but it doesn't feel even.
He's the Leah Thomas of fucking... Have you seen the Leah Thomas thing?
Which one's Leah Thomas?
Oh, dude. So Leah Thomas is the Penn State swimmer.
Right.
Right. who is just breaking every record. Yeah, yeah. But I mean destroying every record. Like, it's not even close.
You've got to be like Laurel Hubbard, who turned up to the Olympics and did shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how you get in.
There's no problem if they're bad at it.
No one gives a fuck if you come last. It's like Oscar Pistorius, right? When he ran the 400 metres, he came dead last when he ran the real Olympics. But if he'd have won, everyone would have been like, yeah, but he's got fucking springs on his legs.
Well, this is it. I still can't believe that more disabled athletes didn't kick off about that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that has to be cheating. Like, if we were turning up to the swimming event and he had two little propeller blades.
Yeah, but it wasn't like they weren't motorized.
Stump. Yeah.
It's just like wearing big flippers then.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. If he was wearing massive fucking flips like that and he was going.
But again, he came last, so it was fine. That's what I'm saying. If he did win, that would have been the controversy.
Leah Thomas is basically
ripping it up,
broken every fucking record.
Right.
And there's footage. I watched footage of her maybe 2 weeks ago. In a race, and I think it's only a 400-meter race. I think she wins by about 50 meters, which is just... Yeah,
that is a lot.
And, but it's one of those where no one wants to say anything, so everyone goes, yay! Well, but, you know...
To be honest with you, I don't know if you've watched a lot of women's sport. Could use a bit of improvement. Right. We're just saying, look, it sounds to me like someone's raising the standards in women's sport, and that can only be a good thing.
She's the Pep Guardiola.
Yeah. She's Arsene Wenger. She's changing the culture. She's getting them off the chips and onto the pasta.
Mate. Onto the fucking...
Like, I want trans women in UFC. Like, it's a big controversy
but
in the UFC.
But they have to surely fight other trans women, no?
Nah, I want to see some bitches get their heads taken off. Mate, I'm not in UFC to watch, like, tactical fights. I like watching people get knocked the fuck out. And what's a good way to guarantee it?
Sure. Let's get men fighting fucking grizzly bears then while you're at it. I would watch this.
Like,
I don't know why I'm arguing against myself here. I would watch this.
Although there are Russian MMA programs where they do shit like this, where they just have, like, novelty fights.
I watched the fat woman versus grandfather and grandson.
Yeah, yeah.
And the grandson takes a big right hook early on. Mm-hmm. And after that, he's like, you do it, granddad.
Yeah.
I've never seen somebody so not up for a fight before.
Yeah, yeah.
He fucking got his head clocked.
See, I love all that shit. Like, you know, it's like, I think they should remove all the safety fucking things from Formula One, make it fun again. You know, make it like it used to be where they had a wrench sellotape to their steering wheel to fix the car. So when they crashed, it went through their throat. Like, I'm not watching UFC to see a points decision. Come on, I want someone's head kicked off.
This is it. But here's the thing, though, is there's some sports that naturally you will have a bigger advantage or disadvantage.
Sure.
Like, if you'd have to be a real prick to be like, oh my God, that trans woman is playing darts in the women's league. It's like, it's darts. You throw a fucking thing over there. Who's arsed? But when it's like, you know, something whereby your skeleton and mass and physical characteristics play a huge part, you can't help but be a bit like... I mean, obviously, outwardly, to anybody involved within comedy... I am totally for it, and I'm absolutely not mentioning anything at all, because fuck, that is not, of all the things that I've ever said, this is not being the hill that I die on.
Yeah, I just don't care.
And it would be a hill that I fucking die on. You just not asked.
Well, no, I find it really, to be honest, I don't really care that much, but I find it really funny to defend trans athletes by being sexist. Because it really
throws
like,
people.
Yeah, you don't, like, don't know what to do with that. Because like, I'm being progressive on one hand.
Yeah. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
Yeah. So
how funny would it be, right, if, you know, Mason Greenwood?
I'm aware of him.
Right.
I don't know him personally.
So, nice guy, so I've heard.
Oh, yeah. Seems like good vibes.
Yeah, if you're a man. imagine that he serves his fucking time or whatever it is that he has to do.
Yeah.
No football team will touch him. Mm-hmm. But... he has a word with some women's teams and he was like, yo, I'm gonna say that I identify as a woman now. Uh-huh. And then you're looking at fucking like Southampton women and they're like, oh, on the one hand, he's a monster, but on the other, he'll get us
50 goals.
Goals a season. We will have the best player in the world in our sport fivefold.
like, what? Right, how much effort is he putting into this transition? Because the thing is, if he looks too much like a woman, he's going to strangle himself, isn't he? He's going to be spitting on himself in the mirror.
He's, okay.
He's going to have to tell himself no in order to get an erection for a wank.
Mate, honestly, as a United fan, is the worst. I don't know what it was like as neutral, but as a United fan,
not neutral. As a Leeds United fan, look, right, obviously it's a horrific thing, but I'm glad it happened to him.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Well, it didn't happen to him, he did it. But, you know, if I could have picked someone, he's about who I would have chosen.
Really?
Because it's very funny. I know how much you were a fan of him.
Yeah, he was a great player.
Yeah, so that's great. Obviously, I mean, when it happened, wish it didn't happen.
When it happened to Leeds United and you had that racist goalkeeper,
yeah.
He was like the worst player in your team.
Yeah, he was fucking shit.
So every Leeds fan went, oh, thank fuck, get rid.
Yeah, it was easy. Look, I like to think that I would have been in that position anyway. But he was costing us a lot of points. So it was, you know, it wasn't the hardest decision. He was also our highest paid player and he was shit.
It's like when Ched Evans, yeah. He plays for North End now. Yeah. I see a lot of my mates are North End fans because I come from Preston. And they're like, oh, like when he came, no. Listen, at the end of the day, I know what's in the past is in the past, but look, it's a family club, Preston North End.
Yeah, it's a family
club with family values. And what he brings to this club, what he's done in his life, I'm sorry, but that's not forgivable. You just can't forgive somebody like that for doing what he's done. I will not be supporting this at all. I really think the club should reconsider. And he only got 3 goals in League One last season.
It's always that.
That was the
it's
bit.
Always that.
That was the bit. Yeah. And it's the idea that, well, if he was a 25-goal-a-season rapist.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, if Cristiano Ronaldo had stopped scoring, like now he's in a bit of a scoring drought. I imagine there's a few little whispers of like, well, actually, he's bad to women as well.
Yeah, creep.
But when he agitates for a move in the summer, that's when Man U fans are going to suddenly find a conscience.
Yeah. No one cancels shit comics. Do you know what I mean? That's why we're safe.
Yeah, exactly. No one's coming for us, man. Like, we're not worth it.
Yeah.
It's like if the Taliban bombed, like, fucking Redditch. You know, it's not worth
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You pick a better target.
There's no suicide bombers fucking up Luxembourg.
Yeah, as if someone with blue hair can be asked to watch this much of this podcast to get to this point.
Like, why is that like the go-to blue hair?
I don't know, it just is. And like, a lot of my dating history is women with blue hair. You know, and it does ring true.
Middle class left wing.
Yeah. Like, a lot of that. And like, weird, like, fringes and stuff. A lot of artsy girls.
Mine's been like whatever I can get.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure,
I'm very much the. Very much like the scavenger.
Yeah. Basically, you've got the sexual equivalent of the whoops aisle. In your history. It's just all popped yogurts.
Yeah. I can only really get an erection if I see a woman with a yellow sticker on her head. Reduced, going out of date, are we?
Oh, some cosmetic damage, I see.
One previous owner, Mace. Okay, cool. Lovely stuff.
You're not even getting the abused ex-girlfriend of a footballer, mate.
No, I'm not.
No, she'd have to be real abused. She'd have to get fritzled for like 20 years.
And it'd have to be like League Two.
Yeah. Yeah.
League Two player.
Yeah.
All right. My name's Carol.
You might get the ex of a Carlisle goalkeeper.
Second choice keeper.
Yeah. He's a reserve. He's a bit of a journeyman.
Yeah.
Just moved from Morecambe.
Yeah. Isn't quite... Like, doesn't have enough standing in the club to be able to have tickets reserved at the door for him.
Yeah. No, like, it is only a tenner, though, so, you know.
I remember my cousin was shagging a Preston North End youth player once.
Oh, yeah.
And he used to leave tickets on the door for, like, her or her mates or whoever wanted to watch. So he's got North End for free.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Would I blow a Leeds player for free tickets?
If you had to suck one off,
yeah,
which one?
Oh, it'd be our choice. Maybe Pascal Stroik is beautiful.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a very handsome man.
Mm. It's not what you want, though, is it?
Rodrigo seems nice. Seems like a nice bloke.
What you want to say,
Dan James
you.
Is small, though. So, like, you know, there feels like there's going to be less damage done. Am I getting fucked or fucking?
No, you're just
sucking off.
Giving a really sensual blowjob, and you have to look into his eyes the whole time.
Oh, Luke Ayling. Done.
Okay.
I could easily easily. Like, whenever you want it, Luke. Whenever you fucking want it, mate.
I don't think I would. Do you know what? Okay.
I'd just do it for a laugh, mate. Like, I'll be honest, Luke, fucking...
If we could start a GoFundMe, what's the minimum amount
to suck that guy off?
Suck a man off.
Just a random dude.
I get to pick.
You get to pick the dude. Yeah, the price has just gone up a lot.
Really?
Well, because you're a cunt.
Yes.
Yes. You constantly, in our day-to-day life, do whatever you can to fuck me up.
I would be going straight out into Levensham and finding the fattest Asian man I could.
Mate, you wouldn't even bother. Just order an Uber to here and see who's driving.
Ishan!
I'd nosh Ishan. I reckon he's a very clean man, Ishan.
He'd be a lovely fella.
I bet he'd smell nice. And, like, yeah, lovely to cuddle. We'd have a laugh.
He'd go, there's some mouthwash in the, in the sink.
Yeah, Ishan would be very considerate. He'd let me know he was about to jizz.
No. I'd want one, like, that was, like, you know.
Or just, like, what you want to do is get one of, like, the guys who's in the replying to an Instagram model.
Yeah.
And just, you know, going, like, show bobs. Reply to one of them.
Okay, so how much you get to choose the guy?
I get to choose him. It's a different thing.
But we both have to know him.
I just don't know, man. Like, look, the price is definitely higher than it used to be because I'm not on the breadline as much anymore.
I'd suck a man off for six figures.
What is that, 100 grand?
Yeah. I'd suck a man off to pay off my mortgage.
Well, you see, I'd have to square it with the missus. I'd have to indecent proposal with it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she's going to have objections, isn't she? What? Pay off my mortgage by doing something that I do on a regular basis as a woman?
Not that regular. We've been together a while, mate.
I object. No boyfriend of mine will be paying off my mortgage by sucking another man's cock.
Will she be able to look me in the eyes once I'm a dirty little hooer?
Wait.
Because at that point, it doesn't matter how much...
My other half would drive me to the gig and back. That's what she'd fucking do. She'd wait outside, keep the car running.
She'd be happy for the night off. I don't know, man. It's like it's not even like the as much like the objection to it being like a gay thing. I don't really care about that. Just, I don't want cum in my mouth. I'm really grossed out by cum.
You're really grossed out by cum?
Yeah.
Really?
It's pretty gross, isn't it?
What about that pussy juice?
Yeah, I love a bit of pussy juice, mate. I'm not gay. But no, obviously, it, like, you know, it's not going to kill me or anything, but I don't know. It's
Imagine if it did and we were at the funeral.
If I choked
on it. We all knew and your family had to be there. And they were like, and no one mentioned it in the eulogy, but everyone knew that you died from sucking a dick.
I'm sorry, a room full of my mates and no one mentions it.
Oh, mate, I'd be selling hot dogs outside.
But you have t-shirts with a picture of me choking. Like... I'd rather suck a little one than a big one.
I'd be doing the buffet because yes. Fucking cucumbers,
whole
obviously.
Yeah.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Do you bring any real food? This is real food.
Yeah, we've got a white chocolate fountain. Rice pudding.
I'll have a courgette dipped in the white chocolate fountain, please.
Anyone for a nice bun?
Oh my God. Have you ever thought about what you'd want on your funeral?
Not like in huge detail. I would like there to be hundreds of beautiful women crying. Naturally, never being able to experience
hundreds.
Yeah, that's the minimum I'd expect.
Okay,
minimum.
Okay,
hundreds.
Never got to bring the charges whilst he was there.
That's all that's going to say on my headstone, statute of limitations.
Oh, do you know what? If you die first out of me and you, I am going to pull some pranks.
Yeah, well, I don't think I need to worry too much. I'll be honest on that. We'll cross that bridge.
And by pranks, I mean respectfully look after your tombstone, as I'm sure you would with mine.
Sure. I am going to organise a homeless bukkake party on your headstone. I am going to drown your corpse in homeless men's cum. And regularly. I'm going to pay some guys, I'll give them 20 quid a week, like five of them, 100 quid a week.
20
I'll invest in that.
Quid a week, so £100. She'd pay £400 a month.
Yeah, for five guys to go jizz on your headstone once a week. I think that's a good deal.
Imagine.
Well, I kick over any flowers.
Going through your mortgage application. And the mortgage advisor going, it says here that £20 a week goes on Five Guys.
You're in a lot of burgers. Yeah.
You seem to really like that restaurant. And you're like, oh, restaurant. Yeah.
What do you get from there? Just mayo. Just mayo every time.
Fucking hell almighty.
So yeah, don't die, mate, because I'm getting you. You're going to have a jizzy funeral.
I am in remarkable shape, all things considered.
All things considered, yes.
I don't get sick.
I know, but I feel like this is going to go downhill very quickly at some point.
No, everyone said this.
I feel like you're going to get all the diseases at once.
Nope. I'm just a medical marvel.
Okay.
My cholesterol,
like everyone on Secret Eaters.
My cholesterol is normal. Yeah. Everything is normal.
Again, for now.
Do you watch £1,000 Sisters?
No, I've seen little bits.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's one of my new favourite things to watch.
And let's be real, they are very much more 20 quid sisters. If you're paying £1,000, you've been ripped off.
I love...
Unless you're paying by volume.
You know when people are so fat that their eyes won't open and their mouth doesn't open properly?
Yeah, they're like those dolls, you've got to tilt the head back.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
You would think at like... £300-£500
Yeah.
You'd go, I have a salad.
Yeah. There's gotta be people's tipping points, hasn't there? There's gotta be, and it amazes me that, like, I mean, I used to have a bit about this. It amazes me about how those people that are like, you know, those people that are too fat that they can't leave the house. At some point, they had to be so fat that they almost couldn't leave the house.
Yeah, when you're squeezing through the front door, you gotta think, oh hello.
That wasn't the bit. That wasn't the bit for them. They were like, oh, this is fine.
Yeah.
This is fine. I don't need to watch this at all.
To be fair, I do think if you want to be a massive fat cunt, you know, go for it.
Yeah.
You should
be allowed to be a massive
100%.
Fat cunt. However, you shouldn't have to. So if you're a massive fat cunt, if you go, look, it's my right to eat and be a massive fat cunt. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. If in 6 months' time you ring the doctors and you go, I've got chest pains, then it's the doctor's right to go, yeah, probably. And then that's the end of the phone call.
I still think they should fix them, man. I think the NHS is no matter how you fuck yourself up, like, fucking do it. I think, like, you know.
Nah.
Like, I think if people on motorbikes are getting patched up, fat cunts have got to get patched up.
Yeah, I would agree to not patch up people on motorbikes.
Right, what about... So if someone has caused their own injury in any way...
Those disabled biker rally gigs.
Yeah, love them.
Yeah, and it's like one of two things has happened here.
Yeah.
Either you were born disabled and you were like, I'm going to ride a motorbike.
Yeah, which is inspiring.
Yeah, and they were like, you haven't got any arms, Stephen.
So they make them a special motorbike, it's dead cool. You know, they're making custom motorbikes.
Shut up.
That's what the charity is.
That's what it is.
It's helping disabled bikers. So they adapt motorbikes so that disabled people can ride them. So they can carry on riding motorbikes.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Have you not seen, like, the motorbikes they have there? They've got, like, ones that, like, control their mouths and shit.
No.
Obviously, they do, like, trikes if you've got no arms.
No.
Yeah, that's the fucking charity. That's the point of it. It's to support disabled bikers.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Right, I'm not doing any more, Rich.
It's not the only thing they do, but I think it's cool.
What other things do they do?
So, obviously, you know, if someone becomes disabled, they'll help them out. Like, a biker who's had an injury and become disabled.
Well, that's mad, isn't it? That it's like, I got into an accident on the bike and lost both my legs. Anyway, can't wait to get back on the bike.
So much
to
love it, man.
Yeah, but that in itself is mad to me.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know, speaking of bikers, there used to be a gig in Preston, right, at a place called the Fox and Grapes. And it was a rough fucking gig that was run by a guy called Alan Anderson. Now, you probably don't remember Alan Anderson, do you?
I remember Anderson.
Oh, not Alan Anderson, Alan Donegan.
Right, okay, Alan Anderson is a current promoter.
Yeah, yeah, Alan Donegan. You probably don't remember Alan
Donegan. Nah, I don't think I do.
Okay, so he used to run this gig, and it was a fucking burr pit. It was just on in the side in this pub in Preston, but it was the only gig in Preston at the time.
And, like, Preston is bad for comedy in general.
Yeah.
Like, I've had a lot of rough gigs in a lot of different venues.
The Frog was open, it was great.
Yeah, it was. Well, I only ever did it once, and I got gonged off at 4 minutes 57 out of 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
we had a town hall meeting the night before. There's a gangly twat from Knaresborough coming in.
No, I think the worst gig of my career was in Preston Town Hall.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was that for?
It was for the Frog.
Ooh, what happened?
I just tanked it, mate. It was when I was really new. and like I'd just been to my first Edinburgh.
Is that when you did your bit about olives?
Yeah, I think I was still doing that. I think we're in this era.
Because that's the first time that me and you met.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember the first time that me and you met?
No.
Oh, my God. You call yourself a friend.
I don't. We are very much colleagues.
Fair play. The first time that me and you met was outside Mansfield Stadium. And
again, God, doing that.
Faff comedy.
Jesus.
And it was a lovely gig. And I'd heard really good things about Rob as an act.
Yeah.
And he went on stage and died solidly for 15 minutes. They fucking hated you.
Yeah, and
I remember thinking
them.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
Because you had that, I've been doing this about 2 years and I think I've got it figured out, confidence. And they sucked it out of you inside 10 minutes.
Yeah, fucking hate that gig.
Oh, that was so funny.
Yeah, Preston was another one of those. It was when I just got back from my first Edinburgh and I'd been doing a joke up there that had been going well because people in Edinburgh understand you doing a joke.
What was the bit?
The bit was, I look so much like a paedophile. If I was one, I'd get away with it because people are like, well, it's too obvious.
Yeah. I get that.
So there's more of a joke to it. I can't remember it. It was a long time ago. That's the premise anyway. And they were just disgusted by it.
Yeah.
Just hated me. And just like, it had been going fine. It had been going well up to that point.
Yeah.
And I said that. And then they just fucking hated me. And like,
do you know what? In my head, I'm imagining you delivering it.
Oh, yeah.
And I look so much like a paedophile that if I was one, I'd get away.
Yeah, it was just about that.
Yeah.
And then like, I drop it to fucking silence. And like, it got to the end. By the end of the gig, they wouldn't look at me. They were all just having their own conversation.
If I ever chose to have sex with children, I would not be caught. Mic drop.
Mate, it was so bad. And like, they were all having their own conversations. It was fucking horrific. Like, I walked off like a fucking crap. And Wrigglesworth went on after me and just fucking roofed it.
Yeah.
Absolutely volleyed it. And it was one of those where I was like, okay, I think that was me.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that one on the chin. That one was me.
I'll tell you, in the spirit of joy and love, I will tell you about my worst ever gig. It was in a place in Wirral for Adam Rowe, and I was doing some new material. I was opening
Was it the one that was sort of like a cafe bar thing with all records on the wall and stuff? Yeah, I've done that one.
I was doing some new material. I was doing some new material opening up the show, right? Now, Adam was comparing, and I was in the back trying to remember everything. And I do this thing, I still do it, such a bad habit, is when I have a new bit, rather than just seeing if the bit works, I immediately go, here are 50 different angles that I want to take this down, rather than just focusing on one.
Yeah.
It's such a bad habit. I know that I do it, but I can't help myself.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to remember all these punchlines, right? And I'm doing a bit about afternoon tea. Right. So my
real hard hitting stuff.
So my, just you wait. God. So my girlfriend, it was about me and my girlfriend falling out. Right.
Uh-huh.
And she was on her laptop booking afternoon tea for us both. Right. And then in the box where it said, is there any special requests or anything like that? She put, it is our 3 year anniversary. Right. And she went upstairs to go get her credit card. And this is a true story, by the way. I took her laptop in that time and I added, since we lost our son in a fire. And the whole bit was about them coming and being...
The misunderstanding that then follows. They say something that can be misconstrued both ways. Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah.
A classic.
A classic switcheroo.
A classic little case of double whatever. Anyway, right. So I'm trying to learn all this, right? In the meantime... Adam's talking to this front row and getting loads out of them.
I have heard the story, go on.
He's getting loads out of them, right? And I'm only half listening, right? It's going on in the background. I'm taking it in, but I'm really focusing on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm doing the gig and they're kind of semi-liking me.
It was that sort of gig. It was like, it was a little bit... It was very light on a big window, so it's hard for them to, like, relax that much.
The only person I've seen them ever really go for was Troy Hawk. They loved that.
Yeah. Because how can you not?
And also it was like, he's just like us, but silly.
Yeah.
You know.
He's one of ours.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm doing this fucking afternoon tea bit, and I can feel something in my brain going, this isn't right, you shouldn't do this bit. I'm trying to think, why have I got this feeling, this instinct that this isn't right? And then I remember that Adam was talking to the people in the front row, and the reason that they'd met is it was a husband and wife and a funeral director. And the reason that they'd all met is that they'd met and become friends after he had organised the funeral for their son. And I did not know how to get out of this, because by the time I realised...
You've already started the bit.
Mate, I was already knocking on the door of the bit. She'd gone upstairs to get her credit card.
Because like what some people might not realise about stand-up is when you're doing it, like, your brain sort of separates into different functions, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You can be performing, totally, like, giving it everything.
Autopilot.
Well, it's not even, like, autopilot. It's just this, like, gig brain you get.
Yeah.
Where your brain is fully doing that, but it's also fully working out, I've got to do this next, this bit's not working for them, so I'll change this for this, I might not say that sentence there. You're doing a lot more computing than you normally do.
You are putting the train tracks in front of you as the train
is going. Totally.
But so you are also driving the train, and you are also the one that's putting the... coal in the fucking...
Yeah, so like sometimes, yeah, like, you know, I've definitely had it where I was like, oh, this is coming up and needs to change this. But like when you're right into a bit like that,
yeah,
changing it completely, like what the fuck do you
I
do?
I couldn't even say, I honestly, I was so stuck in the
and
bit.
And your time is running out because you're saying stuff, getting closer and closer to the bad thing.
Yeah, and I was trying to think in my head, what can I say?
That isn't
and
I that. Couldn't,
and you can't be like, and then she went upstairs to get her credit card and I closed the laptop down.
Although in hindsight
would have been better,
because what happened,
the laptop went to sleep just like your son. So what happened is,
excuse me, mate, do you bury laptops?
I did the bit right, and it was silence and a couple of gasps.
Was it like that sucking of air out of the room as soon as you
it wasn't
it?
Like a ooh, it was like, it's a
just
like that.
That's one of the worst reactions you can get.
And the this is the worst reaction, right? The mum of the dead child went like this. And then looked round to show everyone that she was totally okay with me doing a joke about dead sons, which looked so much... Because from their perspective, it looks so much like I was like, oh, she's got a dead son, has she? Well I'm going to do my dead son joke to her fucking face. It was horrific. I've never felt smaller, more embarrassed,
more
disgusted with myself.
It's worse that she
tried
to go with
it. Because she was so supportive. And the thing is, I backed out of the bit because I couldn't then do another three minutes of afternoon tea on it.
Yeah.
So it just looked like I'd gone.
And that was the end of the bit.
Since we'd lost our son in a fire, the end. It was, honestly, Adam was crying laughing.
I bet. There is nothing better than watching your mate walk into something like that.
It was the worst. I had to come up afterwards and she was like, no, we really enjoyed it. And I was like, no, shut up. Like, shut up. I am really, really sorry. Yeah. About that. She was like, we find it really funny. You know, we come to comedy nights all the time and we find that's just the best way to remember Daniel. I was like, shut up.
I don't want to know his name.
You're not fucking listening to what I'm saying, you stupid bitch. I am sorry that... No, it's fine. Shut up. I'm sorry that I did... Honestly, that's the bit that keeps me up in comedy. Yeah. That's the bit that keeps me up at night. And all the shit that I've said, the worst bit was somebody who... was trying to be supportive about my right to do bits about her fucking dead... Oh, God, even
maybe
just thinking about
it. It sounds to me like if you hadn't been a massive pussy, it would have been fine. Should have just leaned into it, mate. Doubled down. When are you going for your little afternoon tea?
They'll give you loads of free stuff. Hope you like cakes and sympathy. Fuck me, man.
It's very untasteful the way you burnt that. Actually. It's pressure on the chef, innit? You're catering a cremation. You don't want to look ironic, do you?
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, like, it's rare that I feel like a massive cunt on stage, but it has happened. Like, I did one where... like, because quite often when you speak to like guys in the audience, they'll be like, "How do you know each other?" And they'll be like, "It's my boyfriend." Eh?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, shut the fuck up, dickhead!" You know, like, being gay isn't inherently funny.
Yeah.
But like, so like, I would take the piss out of them, and I was doing loads of like northern club gigs where that kept happening.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, "Ah, shut up."
And
like,
it was, wasn't it?
Yep. Did one at Edinburgh, and like two guys go, "This is my fella." Went, "Ah, shut up! You're fucking with it." All this, and he's just, "Oh, it is."
Ouch!
That was the first gig my mum ever saw me do.
Oh,
like I sort of got out of it. They were all right, but it was clunky.
How many gigs has your parents ever watched you do?
Well, my dad none.
So, why?
Because I haven't seen him for fucking 20 years.
Oh shit! Yeah. Fuck! I forgot all about that on the road.
He might have seen
you then. In that case, he might have watched you.
I would notice.
He might have gone to get back in touch, and then watched you and gone, nah.
I'll leave it. Maybe he's just googled me.
We'll give this one another 10.
But my mum's seen about 4 or 5. Like, she comes when I'm ever in Knaresborough, and let's just come to a couple of shows. I'm a bit rude for her, but she's very supportive.
My mum and dad have seen 2.
Yeah.
And they hate them.
Yeah. Like, you're another degree on from me as well.
In terms of
darkness, I do things with more of a twinkle, whereas you'll smash into shit.
Yeah, yeah. I take great joy in upsetting people.
Yes, whereas I just see it as something that happens accidentally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I tend to think that the most fucked up things are genuinely hilarious.
So I'll go, how can I get this fucked up idea over without actually saying it? How do I hint at it? What's the subtle way of doing it? Whereas you'll just go, "I raped a grandma."
Classic Quinn.
So I can see why your parents hate your comedy.
No, they just hate comedy in general.
Right.
They just don't like...
My missus isn't really into stand-up.
Neither's mine. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Like, it just keeps the world separate.
Yeah.
It's like a separation of church and state.
I was watching... Yeah.
Don't need those worlds colliding.
It's my missus was in bed once, and I was she was lying in bed, just like asleep, as you do. She's having a lie in, right? And I was watching Bridget Christie's A Bic for Her, and I thought she was fast asleep.
Yeah.
And she turned to me, eyes closed, and went, "What the fuck is this shit?"
It's not really a feminist of her.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I thought
this is
anything,
what she's talking about.
If anything, here's a thing. So my other half and her sister went to see Louisa Omelan.
Oh yeah.
The other day, and they booked tickets just on a whim, right? And they didn't ask me about them or anything like that. And they fucking both loved it.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely. But passionate, diehard. We fucking love that. That spoke to us on a level. And I found it incredible.
Yeah, well, like, she does that with women. That's like her like superpower, isn't it? She just makes women feel great and have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, more power to her. She can keep the fucking bitches. 100% sausage pies at my gigs.
Is that what you think your fan base is?
No, it's actually quite... It's very mixed, I think.
Mine's very male.
I skew male because I do a lot of football stuff, but like a lot of, like, you know, like for my stand-up, like, I get a lot of
female.
Oh,
mine's massively male.
I get more female. I get a fair few female commenters, I think, and stuff. But I think I probably skew male, definitely.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I don't think it's important, though. Like, I don't write stuff to be...
No,
like...
this is it. You just make stuff and see who likes it, innit? Like, you know... Just in general, fucked up, ugly weirdos and ex-alkies and druggies and stuff. That's my fan base.
Yeah.
My fan base genuinely, like, people who come to my shows look like an AA meeting.
Really?
Yeah. I love it. Like, I love, like so many fucking ex-addicts and shit. Just weirdos and society's dregs.
I did my special recorded in 2017... I didn't really have a fan base, and I was selling most of it through Hot Water.
Yeah.
And even then, I was so surprised at the level of ugliness that was in that crowd.
Yeah, I mean,
I love you all, and thank you very much for coming 5 years ago, but fuck me, I looked out on a sea of threes. Like,
I don't think the fan base of this is going to be a lot of lookers.
Oh no, 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 absolutely
not. I'm not expecting a lot of male models.
There's no, like fucking Irish fucking supermodel fucking. Nah. You know. Oh, he just loved a dark humour.
Yeah, no, yeah. Nah, I don't think that's going to be happening.
No, absolutely not.
So welcome, I mean? Mingers.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I prefer talking to ugly people mm-hmm. on like a friend basis.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people who have grown up pretty,
yeah, yeah,
and who've always been pretty, the conversation skills aren't there.
Yeah, what you need, like, see, like, this is the idea. The ideal in a partner is someone who was an ugly teenager who blossomed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they develop the personality and they don't have the arrogance.
And if you can get them midway through that blossom, they'll always think that you're better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that is how you can manipulate someone into a long-term relationship. Oh my God, I have just remembered something.
Oh yeah.
I had an argument with my partner yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. We had an argument about, you've not seen the house that we bought.
I haven't, yeah, no.
We've got like an old lady COVID death house. That's how I call it.
Right.
It's an old woman, died of COVID.
Yeah,
lives in the fucking, we live in the house now, right? She's R-texed every fucking inch of it, yeah, right? It needs a lot of work, but we got it for cheap. Yeah. And so you spend the money restoring it, you put value on the property. We've all watched Homes Under the Hammer. We understand what's going on.
You're a regular Dion Dublin.
Mate, you know he's got his own musical instrument?
The tube, yeah. Aware of it, yeah.
I'd love to have a go on one.
Well, it's basically like this box,
yeah,
the tube.
But you just hit different sides,
yeah,
and very rudimentary sounds come out.
I think I looked into getting one once and they're like several hundred pounds.
Nope, I'm not that arsed.
Yeah, maybe when we start a Patreon, we'll see if people will pay for us to buy a tube.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Yeah. If I had like 10,000 Patreons, yeah, the amount of random shit that I would only use once that would live in my fucking house.
Yeah, so, you know, like, if and when we get around to doing one, jump on there and buy us a tube.
If we get 1,000 patrons at any point, if we did it, what would you do for 1,000?
What would I do for
it? Yeah, like, would you get a little tattoo?
I'd get a tattoo, yeah.
Would you let me pick it? Do you remember, like, that TV show that they did?
No, I would not, because I'm not getting a swastika tattooed on me.
No, it wouldn't be a swastika.
What would it be?
Oh, like a little Fred the Red.
Nah, because then I'd have to do one of those like guys pissing on it, like those fucking t-shirts you get in Mexico. I'd have to get that. I would get like, I don't give a shit about having daft tattoos. I like it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm really like, I'm really not. Like,
it depends where they are.
Yeah, like on my legs, fucking put what you want.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Thigh here, yeah, like around the boxer line.
I've got a DIY tattoo on my ankle, you know.
Have you?
Have you not seen this?
Let's have a look.
You must have seen this.
Let's have a look. See, look. Oh God, that's awful.
Yeah.
What is it?
It is the weather symbol for sunshine and showers. But
who did that?
My ex-girlfriend, when we were pissed, my mate's got a tattoo going around his house.
It looks horrific.
Yeah, it's really bad, yeah. But like, I don't give a shit. I like having a fucked up tattoo. I think it's funny.
I've got some pretty bad ones.
Way!
What's
the
that
one on your foot?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know about your shit tattoos.
How?
Because we've talked about it on the roast, I think.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Faber est qui je fortune sway. Every man is the architect of his own fortune.
Jesus Christ.
So what was I talking about? Yeah, we got into an argument, right?
Yeah.
So we're doing up this fucking house, right? And the problem is tradesmen could not give a fuck at the moment because they're all so busy.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll come round. They won't even quote you. Yeah. They're just like,
can't be asked.
Yeah, I can't be asked. I don't need this.
It's because all the polls are gone.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking Brexit, mate. But here's the thing, right? Is as well, if I say like, oh yeah, 10 grand, right? Yeah. They could get a fucking 100 grand job in and then not be able to do it because they're tied up with mine. So they're happy to just pass because for one in every 10, they'll get the other one. So that's how they work, right? Anyway, electrician was booked through one of these builders that let us down. We've not heard anything from the electrician since November, and he wanted to know if he could come round next week to do a full rewire of the house.
Yeah.
And my other half was like, yep, that's fine. And I was like, no, it isn't fine. And she was like, well, we need it doing. I was like, you do realise that a full rewire of the house would make the house borderline unlivable.
Yeah, it means all the plaster's coming off.
Yeah, everything's coming off. I don't think you understand.
Yeah. You know, you're going to be living in after that.
Yeah, it's not a livable situation.
You arrange that with a builder to come fix it when it's done.
Yeah, you need a plasterer as well directly after it. We will not be able to live in this house. And then she was like, well, who's told you that? And I was like, I know it as a fact. Like the same way that, like, I know that if you put a steak in a microwave for 2 hours, it's going to taste really bad. A chef doesn't need to tell me that. I just know.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, she said, and this is the first time ever said this to me, it's the first time I've ever had it, you're gaslighting me.
Oh.
And I wasn't...
Did you tell her she was being mental?
Well, no, I didn't. I was just saying...
Subtly make her think it is.
But I was looking online about what the actual term gaslighting was. Yeah. And it was like you're making someone question their perception of reality.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, that is exactly what I'm doing. Because your perception of reality is that an electrician's going to come in, make a small incision in the wall, and the whole house will be magically rewired.
Yeah, you don't do keyhole electric surgery.
Exactly. And I'm just telling you that your perception of the reality of what you think is going to happen is wrong.
It's not gaslighting if the other person is mental.
Yes, exactly.
Because you're not making them think they are.
Just lighting.
They are. Yeah, it's just shining a light on their mental problems.
I fucking
hate the term gaslighting, though, because it has just become like just a fancy word for lying loads of times.
You're disagreeing with me.
Well, I'll be like, my boyfriend gaslit me because he was cheating on me and he said he wasn't. That's just lying.
Yeah,
it's not
just
good.
Get out of
it's
it,
a horrible
it?
Thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's shitty behaviour and you should leave him for it.
Yeah.
But it's not gaslighting.
Yeah,
it's regulation, run-of-the-mill, day-to-day, average lying.
It's only gaslighting if you say, maybe you've got bipolar.
Yeah.
Like,
or you're like, you're imagining things.
Yeah,
you know, you see?
It's weird, isn't it?
It's weird.
Like, so weird.
But it's not being like, oh, I worked late tonight.
No.
You're actually shagging the secretary.
I don't know why everything needs its own term.
Well, because everyone wants to be a victim in it.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be a victim because there's a cachet to being a victim.
Yeah. And when people go, oh, that's a straw man. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
Well, do you know what a straw man is? Right, well, it's when you make up sort of a fake argument to attack. So you make up like a thing that isn't real, like a bogeyman. And then you attack that. That's what a straw man argument is.
Can you give me an example?
Off the top of my head, I think this would work, but like probably someone in the comments will call me a daft cunt for it. But like, say, like the idea of the reason that trans women shouldn't be allowed in women's bathrooms is because like they might attack women in there.
Okay.
It's not a thing that happens. It's a straw man argument.
But is it not a thing that happens because we don't currently allow it?
Well, no, it's because, like...
Actually, having said that, there's no bouncers.
Well, that's... Finn Taylor, annoyingly, like, I had this as an idea in my notebook, but I watched Finn Taylor's special last night, which is fucking great, by the way. And he's got a bit about that, about how there's no one who is willing to rape but will be stopped by a sign. You know, so they're going to go, I'm going to go sexually assault someone. Oh, that's for women, actually. You know, if you want to sexually assault someone, you don't need to Mrs. Doubtfire yourself.
Yeah.
You can just go do it. It's not trans people's issue. Right? It's nothing to do with it. So that's a straw man.
It's like the idea of a bank robber, like, getting away, but just like hitting 30 the whole way down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're not following a speed limit.
Stopping at the red light.
Come on.
I got so much loot in here. The police are behind me. Come on. Okay, we're going.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with it now. I'm with it now. I mean, I just sort of think myself, and maybe this is me being a little bit overly simplistic, but what just ever happened to like, we're just having an argument. Why does it need to have terms?
No, I do get that. And I don't think everything needs fucking labelling. And like, you know, sometimes people are just cunts. You know, it doesn't need to be like a whole fucking thing. They might not have a personality disorder. There might not be something you could... They might not have like narcissistic personality disorder. Sometimes people are just cunts.
How often do you and your other half argue? Are you arguers?
Not much. We get on really well. And like, we're both quite chill with most things. We don't really care about most things.
So
there's not like that much stress on us as well because she's got money. So like,
nice.
That takes stress away.
That's pretty good.
And we get on really well and we laugh at most things. We laugh at everything as well. So like,
God, you both sound awful.
So if we don't have like a bit of a beef, it gets laughed off and we're done.
Really?
Yeah, we very rarely have an actual argument.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I'm petty.
You're an horrible cunt.
I'm Tom Petty. Tom Petty.
It's the only way you're going to be a heartbreaker.
Yeah. Unless it's your own because of the cholesterol.
It's great. I've got to such a point with Freddie now where he does his own fat jokes.
Gaslighting, mate.
Yeah. I've definitely done something bad to you. Definitely a label you could put on it.
The whole night, though. Yeah. The whole night. She's like, can you get me a drink? I was like, do you want a Coke? She was like, oh, yeah, I'll have a Coke then. All right, okay, I'll bring her back a water. I go, it's Coke. Whole night I was being a dickhead like that. Whole night.
Yeah, and you wonder why you argue.
Yeah. But I like, you know, I like a good tear up.
I know you love a row, you. You're very argumentative.
I am
you
quite enjoy argumentative.
It. You like lean into it, don't you?
For me personally, if I'm arguing at something, it's because I know that I'm right, and that is most of the time.
But you're also not 100%. You're not 100% on knowing that.
But I don't think I argue with my mates often.
We have like fun arguments. I love a fun argument, like we have all the time.
Yeah,
where we're playing the game and we're having fun.
It's a fun game.
Yeah, we're just being horrible to each other because it's fun. Mm. Like that, I love. Like when it's with someone I know and I know that we're both playing that game. Great.
You can tell people who've been brought up in argumentative households and people that haven't.
Yeah. Like my family argued loads.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why you're like chill?
A bit, yeah. But I'm also not chill.
Yeah.
I'm chill till I'm not at her. I flip out and I get really fucking stressy at a certain point. But most of the time, I'm really chill. I let most stuff go because when I do flip, it's a whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
So, like,
I don't think I've ever seen you flip.
I really go.
Really?
And like, if
slapping yourself in the head and stuff.
I have full-on spaz rages, mate.
I've got to leave the table.
It's like an ADHD thing, man. I have full-on, like, spanner rages.
Really?
Yeah. Like, but, I also, when it gets to that point, I will fucking have the row with anyone. If we're having an angry row with a stranger, I'm fucking in. And I'm going full at you.
I bet you look so ridiculous when you're upset.
Yeah. Slapping. Flaily, massive. It's not great, but like, you know, it's the one thing that helps me is being so tall because it throws people off.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
Because you're very thin as well.
Yeah. So, like, you know, I am shit at fighting, but people can't work that out because I'm massive.
Yeah. Because it's the height thing.
Yeah.
Isn't
it really throws people. I see people all the time. It's my favorite. Like, it's what happened recently. I was walking my dog, right? Like, round near the Polski Sklep. There was some guys.
The what? Sorry.
The Polski Sklep, the Polish shop.
Okay.
You know,
let's remember which country we're in.
They're called Polski Sklep. Everyone knows what a sklep is.
Not in my England.
But I was down there and they were like, over Christmas, there were some guys selling Christmas trees out there. They were like ragamuffins, but they were all selling, you know, it was legit, but they're like, you know, they're rough guys.
Polish?
No, these were all English dudes. It's post-Brexit. They've all fucked off.
Okay.
And like they had a dog hanging around there. It's a nice big dog. Like the dog. Looked nice.
What sort of dog was it? What breed?
Like a Labrador-ish, but not. But like,
okay.
Like big thing. Anyway, nice, gentle looking dog. Yeah. But my dog does not like other dogs.
Yes.
Like he's a rescue. He needs to get to know them for a while before anything. Anyway, this dog's off a lead and he starts walking towards my dog. And I'm like, take him away. And I'm like, can you get your dog on a lead? He doesn't do well.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh. And this dog runs up to Bernie, my dog. And they have a bit of a scrap. We separate them. And they're like, your fucking dog's attacked ours. I was like, mine's on a lead.
Yes.
You know, your dog needs to be on a lead. And it's like, yeah, but he's always chill. I was like, is he? Because I've just seen him run over to, you know.
Yeah.
And it starts getting to this. And starts getting, I'm getting fucking angry. And this guy's getting fucking angry. Yeah. And he walks over towards me. And there's a beautiful moment where he got just about 4 foot away from me. And he did that. And I just saw in his eyes just a little moment where he went,
oh, yeah, because I reckon from a distance, you look like a right nerd.
Exactly. I look like a fucking dork from a distance.
Yeah.
But then you get close and I'm 6'7". There's a lot to deal with. And I just saw the little moment where his ass went and I was like, I've won. And it's just that second and then I get really fucking. Like,
really?
Fucking, yeah. You just see it go. You can see the little moment. Like,
I reckon I've had maybe close to 10 arguments with dog walkers about that exact same thing.
Mate, I have it all the time.
Because I got Jack Russell, who's small, and Jack Russell's can be nuts at the best of times, but because mine's got epilepsy, he's like fucking insane. And I already know, as loads of dog owners do, I already know which dogs he's going to be all right around and which dog he'll kick off around.
Yeah.
And if the dog is much bigger, he will defo want to have a do with it unless he's introduced to it in a really gentle way.
Exactly.
If the dog comes bounding over, he's fucking done for. So I remember loads of times, actually, I've had the argument where they go, he's friendly. Yeah. He's friendly.
Fucking mate.
And I go, mine isn't.
I know, I'm always saying that. So I don't care if yours is friendly. It doesn't matter how friendly it is when I'm picking it out of his teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I remember having an argument
man's
once.
Man's half staffy. We used to live on the streets. He'll fuck you up.
I remember having an argument once with, I was walking my dog down the canal and this puppy beagle comes out of nowhere, right? And it's all up in my dog's face and my dog's not happy at all. And I see about, no word of a lie, about 100 yards that way over a field, the two fattest people I have ever seen in my entire
coming
life.
Coming from you as well.
Yeah, coming from me. I looked
Are
at that.
Are you sure it wasn't one of those funny mirrors?
Anyway, long story short, the circus was in town. And they left their hole of mirrors in a field. And a beagle puppy was shouting at myself for 2 hours. No, I'll tell you what it was, is they were the two fattest people I've ever seen. Even I looked at it and went, too much.
£1,000 sisters, get some cameras on these.
Oh, mate, it was just disgusting. It was absolutely disgusting, right? And
I think fat people are beautiful.
I went, do you want to come and get your dog like this? Because mine's fucking going for it.
Yeah.
And the and I can fucking feel the fat cunt's wheeze like this. And I'm waiting. I went, can you guys come and get your dog? Like this. And then the guy fucking finally comes and he's out of breath. He goes, you didn't have to shout. I went, your dog is miles away. It's harassing my dog.
Yeah.
I said, if it's got no recall, it shouldn't be off its lead.
If it doesn't have perfect recall, it should be... The only dogs that should ever be off the lead in a public park like that are ones that are, like, perfectly trained. And that is not most people's fucking dog.
So this is it. I don't have much, but my dog has perfect recall because I would never get him back because he's too fucking quick. Anyway, right? Beside the point, the guy goes, he wasn't going to do anything. I said, it's not about your dog.
Yeah.
It's about mine
exactly.
That might attack yours.
Yeah.
And he went, well, if he's going to attack a dog, he shouldn't be out. I went, what are you even fucking talking about? He's out in the middle of nowhere. I'm walking him on a lead. What more would you like me to do to stop this situation? He goes, well, he goes, if you know anything about beagles, his dog was a fucking beagle.
Mm.
If you know anything about beagles, you know they're the sweetest, friendliest dogs. I went, I'm going to stop you there because you're talking out of your big fat ass. And I said big fat ass to him. I said, beagles are thick as fuck, which they are.
Yeah.
And I said, they're hunting dogs.
Yeah.
They're hounds. What do you mean the sweetest, friendliest dog?
Yeah, yeah.
They're not if you're a fucking fox, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, he's pissing me off now.
My dog's fucking sweet as fuck at home with people.
Yeah.
He's the sweetest dog in the world. Lovely and affectionate, brilliant. But with other dogs, he's not sweet.
But anyway, long story short, I walked off and I saw them recording me on the phone.
Ah, you fucking pricks.
Fat fucks.
Yeah.
He was such a fucking fat, sweaty thumb as well. He was a right fucking mess.
I fucking hate it though, man. Like, just... The fucking idiots who are just like, just let the dog do whatever. Like, I got into it with some fucking Love Island lookalike guy who had like this little French bulldog that, like,
I hate Frenchies.
Horrible. And he came running at Bernie from miles away across this park, like, and he's barking, and Bernie's just like up. I ended up having to like hold Bernie while he's like fucking trying to get this dog while it's jumping up at me, trying to bite me.
Yeah.
This guy's like, oh, what's your problem? What do you mean, what's my fucking problem? Your dog's trying to bite me right now.
Yeah.
Like, right this second, it is trying to bite me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, why do you think this is fine? People just think dogs are like, I don't know, they just think they're like from cartoons, that it's nice.
I think that everyone has their own, like, I think that nobody sees the problems in their dog either.
Yeah, it's like, oh, not my dog, you know.
Mine would never do that. Yeah. Yours is a fucking cunt. When I have kids, I'm going to be such a fucking cunt of a dad.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm going to be one of those really moody...
Yeah.
Badly behaved, like just sat there reading the paper, grumbling. I'm going to be one of those dads.
Yeah.
Fucking 1950s dad.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to be a fucking vegan, like, with a fucking papoose with a baby on. I'll be one of them, I bet. I'm going to be a proper cunt.
Mate, your child will look ridiculous.
I know. I'm going to have such a long baby.
You better hope for a boy.
My missus is 6'2".
Yeah, you better hope for a boy.
Yeah.
Because a girl's going to be 6'5".
Or we just
give birth to the captain of the netball team.
Yeah, we dominate women's long jump.
There's not a pole vault in the world my little girl can't crack.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, I'm going to have a giant long baby at some point.
Yeah, I think I want to have a boy more than a girl. Because here's the thing, is that I am conscious that if I have a girl, then I'm going to give all my love to this beautiful little girl. I'm going to raise her. I'm going to do the best that I can.
And then I'm going to fuck her.
And that, yeah, a man is going to come along and be like, can I jizz on her hair? And yeah. I'm going to be like, no, that's disgusting.
Well, it's nothing to do with you, is it? Like, whoever jizzes on your daughter is very much not your concern.
Yeah, but I feel like...
I mean, after a certain age. I mean, there are definitely points where you should intervene. Like, you know, like I'd say after 16, it's on her. But before that...
Hey, on air, it's a pod.
Yeah, about jizz.
About jizz puns.
But I would say, you know, once they're 16, you got to let them get jizzed on. Because the alternative is that they're someone who has a weird controlling dad who doesn't let them get jizzed on, and that's going to fuck them up more.
I prefer the alternative of not being jizzed on. I don't want any
it's
of...
It's not an option.
All right, okay.
Someone's jizzing on your kid.
All right, okay, so... I think you're being way too blasé about this. So let me say...
What about people having sex?
Okay. So when we finish this podcast,
uh-huh.
I want you to go out of this room and I get to jizz on anything in this room.
Right. If anything in this room could then go in the shower and clean itself...
Well, you can clean it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be cleaning my jizzy daughter. That's her responsibility. If she's got jizzed on, she can clean herself.
But if she runs to you crying, Dad,
yeah, I'd be like, get in the shower and then we'll talk.
Just had my first date and a boy jizzed in my hair.
I'd be like, right, well, wash your fucking hair.
This is your own fault.
I would say...
But Dad, I'm too upset to wash my own hair and it's got jizz in it. What should I do?
Ask your mum. She's got much more experience getting jizz out of her than me. Yeah. I'm the one leaving the jizz.
Yeah. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah. It's not Dad's job, right?
No, it's not, is it?
It's nothing to do with me.
No.
But, like, you know, and I do get that element of it, but I think if I have a son, he'll be such a cunt.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so high. Like, right, for a start, there's a 50-50 shot they've got ADHD.
Okay.
Like,
is it?
Yes, very heavily genetic.
Is it?
Yes. So there's a 50% chance they're just mental and like really hard to like deal with.
But isn't that the same with a girl?
Yes, but girls are generally easier to deal with, and I think like ADHD symptoms
takes longer to diagnose, and by that chance she'll be out the fucking house.
Yeah, and also
covered in cum, not knowing what to do because her fucking brain's
going. Start OnlyFans, fuck off. I don't know, work it out. I
can't find my keys and I'm covered in cum.
That's what you get for being Rob Mulholland's daughter.
Again, not my cum. I just don't mind if other people come on my daughter.
Again, so let me come on one thing in this room.
No.
Well, why? It's just a piece of property.
Yeah, but it's a piece of property that I'm going to have to deal with. And it's just going to be hanging around. And also, if I don't know which one it is, I can't touch anything. It's not like I'm not letting you out leave mystery jizz.
It would 100% be one of those hats.
Yeah, exactly.
100%.
Or the scarf. I'd go to the match with my little football scarf on.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I got to take it off to swing it around my head after a goal and it's stuck.
Oh, yeah, I'd have to cut, like, look... If I got the opportunity to come on anything in this room, it would have to be something that Rob will wear at some point.
No, I think the real master.
Oh, the bong.
Yeah, like look, I don't really use that bong that much, but if I ever did,
oh my god, could you imagine
inhaling
my cum? I'd never let you live it down.
Jeez, I'd rather suck a dick than smoke weed through your cum. I think that's where I'm at.
What would you do if you smoked and you were like, "This is the best weed I've ever had. This is the best high."
It just made it like really good.
Oh, it's like an addiction.
Yeah. Well, so, right, so in this scenario, so it's the best weed I've ever had, but it's not an addiction because that's a problem. I've got to knock it on the head, so that makes it different.
Okay.
If I've got an addiction, I've got to deal with it. so I wouldn't be able to have you cut
okay,
anymore.
But it's just the best.
The
weed.
Problem is when it's not harmful, but it just makes weed better.
Exactly.
That's when it becomes a debate.
But it makes weed so much better.
Does it still taste of weed?
It makes the weed so much better that no other weed feels good anymore.
All right, I wish this wasn't the answer.
Yeah.
But I'd be hitting you up on the reg.
Oh, mate.
I'd be bringing little Tupperwares to gigs.
Would you?
Mate, if your jizz improved weed, yeah.
I would be charging as well.
Yeah, like, you know, what we're going to have to work out a reasonable price. I'm going to need a lot of this.
You're going to need a lot of the weed?
Yeah, well, I smoke quite a lot of weed.
Well, when you say we're going to have to work out a reasonable price, it's going to be whatever I can get from you.
Sure.
Because, like, I've got all the cards in this situation.
Yeah, you've got all the Freddie Cum.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You are the only source of Freddie Quinn.
Producer, manufacturer, and distributor.
You have the means of production.
Exactly.
You're the bourgeoisie. You're the spoogeoisie.
Yeah. Fucking.
Yeah, but I'm not paying more than like a fiver a load.
You'd be paying quadruple that.
I'm not paying 20 quid a load.
You should see my loads.
Like, is it going to be enough to bubble a bong through, though?
Mate, it'll be enough to fucking plaster the spare room.
I think, though, the real pro move in here, if you want to jizz on anything, what you should do is just wipe out all the buttons on the volume controls.
No, because...
I fiddle with them all the time.
Yeah, but if you touched some of my jizz, then you... Right, so let's say you touched
some...
I'd
be very upset.
But this is how upset you'd be.
I'd be very upset.
This is how upset you'd be.
If I touch your cum in any circumstance, I'm going to be very upset.
But you're going to go like this. You're going to go, ah! That's how magic... Ah!
I think you're very much underselling it.
Right? If you wear a hat...
I'm going to smash your head in for a start.
If you wear a hat with jizz in it...
Yeah. So it comes out like confetti out of a clown's ass.
Yeah. Whereas if you inhale it through the bong...
That is the worst. Yeah, like, come in my lungs is the worst place it could be, I think. If I could have jizz anywhere, the lungs would be one of the last places I would choose.
Yeah, absolutely. Cum's not meant to be... And I also feel as well that's
do you
like...
it'd be like having COVID afterwards? <you're> like, if I was getting put on a ventilator because I'm full of jizz. So the thing is, mate, I don't really smoke weed anymore. I vaporize. So I've been making cum vapor.
Oh, my God. That is so amazing. I feel I'd love to see you go into a hospital.
Yeah.
And be like...
Like, look, I've got cum lung.
You need to self-isolate for 10 days.
So how did you get TB? Well, let me tell you.
I fucked a monkey. Fuck it. I'm going with... Oh, that's AIDS, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's AIDS.
Yeah.
How do you get to a rusty nail?
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucked a rusty nail.
Yeah, that's tetanus. TB's more like coal mining and stuff. I think people got that.
I sucked off 1,000 coal miners. Just anything other than fucking...
Yeah, well, I wouldn't admit I vaporised cum. That would be pretty far down the list of excuses I would give.
Have you ever drunk or had ingested any bodily fluids before?
Well, yeah. Like, but when you say drunk, it's not like I've had a glass.
Okay, because I've drunk piss before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yours?
No, mate. He pissed in my drink.
Right. So you didn't know?
No.
Right, yeah.
And then I drunk it, and I apparently said, and I quote, "This whiskey's really nice." And then they all burst out laughing.
Pisky.
Yeah. And I just... Polish lager in it.
Get it from the sklep.
But yeah, they all burst out laughing.
That is amazing. So, yeah.
Didn't really taste that bad.
A guy at my school drank a yard of piss because we topped up with lager, so it had a head.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That was brutal. Like, you know, I've got a bit of jizz in my mouth. Gallons of pussy juice. Gallons of incidental pussy juice, I imagine, over the years.
Incidental PG.
Yeah.
PJ.
Yeah. Incidental IPJ. PJs.
Oh, God.
Gallons.
Really?
When I say gallons.
Just hoover it up. Nunu.
Mate, I've got a little metal straw that I keep with me.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I use the single-use plastic.
Very environmentally friendly.
Exactly, mate. I'm all about those turtles.
Yeah, and that's what turns Greta on so much in the first place.
She's 17 now. It's legal.
I think she's older than that now.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't, though. I like eye contact.
dare you?
You have ruined my hair.
If cum made your hair come back, would you rub it on your head?
Whose?
Mine.
No, absolutely not.
You go bald.
I don't mind being bald.
Yeah, I don't really give a shit either.
No, it's a lawful...
But is there a man's cum that you would, though, from that saying?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I'd be able to look at myself in the mirror as I massaged cum into my fucking...
I wouldn't do it in the mirror. I think that's a shower job. That's, to be honest with you. I don't know why you're watching yourself do it.
Why am I watching myself? Why the fuck am I American Psycho in my Patrick Bateman in my fucking beauty regime? I start off at 6 a.m. with a gallon of another man's cum, which I slowly massage into my hair follicles. Yeah, Jesus.
It's not like something you need to do precise, is it?
I thought in my head that you needed it precise.
Right, you got to draw the hairline.
Yeah. You know, like they're doing turkey when they get it all out.
Or if you accidentally had a bit of, like, dribble and just actually got a hairy forehead.
Oh, imagine that. Everyone's like a little Superman curl.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, man.
Do you reckon that's what they do in turkey when you go for the hair transplant?
What, they get fucking...
Rub it in.
Get a fucking Hakan Suko to come and fucking jizz on your hair.
How do you think they get the teeth so white?
Mate, I think those fucking white teeth look so stupid.
Yeah, Paul Smith's jizzy teeth. What a fucking prick.
Paul's not necessarily that bad.
No, because Paul's teeth were so fucked up beforehand.
Yeah, but also as well, he said that when he went over there, they gave him almost like a Dulux colour chart.
Yeah, you've got to go low down it.
On one... was like fucking the whitest of the white.
Yeah.
And then on like 10 was like yellowy almost.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'll have 4.
Yeah. I think I'd go lower.
Yeah. You want to look more natural.
Yeah.
That. And you know what, as well? They are going to last. Like, people forget this about cosmetic surgery is that your body ages roughly at the same rate.
Yeah.
So. Can you imagine an old man?
It's going to be so funny, isn't it, man?
With those teeth.
Retirement homes, when everyone's got, like, the hair transplant, but, like, they've balded around it.
Yeah.
So they've got a perfect hairline, then a gap, then their hair. They've got the bright white teeth, all the shit tattoos fading.
Them fucking Kim Kardashian bum lifts are going to look ridiculous on a Zimmer frame, aren't they?
And they're not going to stay that shape as well. They're going to sag in weird ways.
Yeah.
They're not going to all stay together, innit? But who gives a fuck when you're 70? You know, make yourself look good now, innit? Well, it's worth it.
I don't like cosmetic surgery.
I don't particularly either. I'm a fan of the natural look. Personally.
Yeah, I just think that, I don't know, man. I just think that you are just... You're not dealing with a fucking insecurity. You're just moving it to something else.
Well, and I've also never seen anyone stop at the right time.
No.
Everyone was
I've seen one person. One person. So I used to work with a girl who was beautiful, but she had zero tits.
Right.
She honestly, it was no tits at all. She had an absence of titty. Like, it was...
Sound all right.
If her torso was a fucking ordnance survey map, those lines would be completely fucking spaced apart.
Yeah.
Flat, right? Yeah. And she was really self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
And her name was Sarah, and it still is, probably. And she got a titty job, B-cup.
Yeah, that's kept
and
it reasonable.
Just stopped. So it was I'm going to go from having actually no tits to having small tits.
That's right.
And she was like,
so that fits
I'm
your
done.
Body shape at least then, yeah.
But generally speaking...
Well, I think, you know, if you've got little titties like that, just that can be great. You know?
I prefer little tits.
Yeah,
I prefer little itty bitty titty.
There you go.
Yeah, if they're bigger than mine, I'm not arsed.
Yeah, I think I'd prefer personally tiny ones to fakies, personally.
Yeah, oh, totally.
But you know, you do you, whatever makes you happy, ladies.
Or, gentlemen, if you're trying to avoid a war.
Yeah.
Bringing it back full circle, baby.
All the way around. I think that was to episode one you brought that back.
Yeah, it was a week-long callback.
Yeah, and we are sat here in the same clothes. People know.
Yeah.
We've not hidden them. We've done them in the same day, obviously.
Oh, it's great to be here a week later.
Yeah, time has passed.
I don't even know if we're even releasing this a week later.
Who knows? Probably the same week.
Who fucking knows?
Anyway, you've had this whenever you've had it. I think that we should probably
wrap it around. Enjoy there, it. Hope you've enjoyed it.
As ever, remember, send us the most fucked up thing on your phone. That's what we're asking. Right, we've got a WhatsApp number. It's 07520-644-931. 07520-644-931. WhatsApp us the most fucked up video on your phone, the thing that upset your group chat. No kid porn, no one dying. Apart from that, go
unless
wild.
It's both in the same video.
All right, yeah, there's an exception that proves every rule. Not that one. Please don't send us that. But apart from that, yeah, send us fucked up shit. We'll show them on here and we'll have a laugh about them. And yeah, follow us on all the socials at Dead Men Talk Pod, all that sort of stuff. And check out our respective comedy.
Bye.
Fuck off.